From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting and their families filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Broward County officials and school employees today. And as WLRN intern Lily Oppenheimer reports, they are accusing officials of not doing enough to stop Nicholas Cruz from entering the school and carrying out the shooting.
Audrey Diaz graduated from Stoneman Douglas this year. She shed tears during a press conference in Coral Springs for her 17 classmates killed. Then she announced the lawsuit against Broward County officials.
They can't underestimate the threat of violence at schools, and that they must ensure that they're prepared and trained so this doesn't happen again.
Anger boiled over as her mom, Iris Diaz, took the podium.
As a parent and as a taxpayer, I am outraged at how the defendants in this lawsuit responded to the shooting as it was happening.
Unlike past lawsuits filed after the shooting, survivors are now suing for unlimited compensation and damages. According to the lawsuit, that includes the psychological trauma survivors suffer. Attorneys say none of the 15 plaintiffs were shot at Stoneman Douglas. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.